Trevor White is a Canadian actor. Can you tell us a bit about the kind of acting you do?
There isn't much I don't do, I guess, as far as acting goes. There's theater, obviously, film work, television work, sometimes commercials, and even voiceover work, which is for radio or for television, or even sometimes animated shows where you lend your voice to those as well. So I've rarely said no to an acting job.
Did you always want to be an actor?
Well, it's something that I always loved to do, act, as a kid in high school and school plays and in my spare time just playing around with friends, you know, acting and improvising and that kind of thing. But I don't think I ever believed that I could or ever took it seriously to act as a profession or for the rest of my life. So I went into university and took economics as a more practical thing to do. But I didn't really enjoy it, I guess. And ultimately, after university, I started taking some acting classes and really enjoyed that. And then started doing student films and fringe theater and unpaid work just to get experience in acting, and loved it. And then started doing it more seriously and got an agent and started getting proper acting jobs. And that was about 13 years ago.
What's the most difficult thing about preparing for a new role?
It really depends. When you do a play, for example, you have 3, 4, sometimes even 6 weeks to rehearse with the other people and the director and the props and everything. So you have a long time to learn your lines, to as it were, find the character. The memorization is the most, like, real work. That can be difficult, you know, just memorizing lots of lines. But and in film and television, you don't have the benefit of rehearsal. You just show up and you're expected to know all your lines, and then you do it a few times and that's it. So you have to be very disciplined and get all that ready in advance.
How do you learn your lines?
I have a dictaphone, actually, which I just record the other people's lines. Obviously in my voice, I don't do strange character voices because that would be weird. You know, I just say their line, I stop it, I say my line, I play the next line. So you just basically record all the other lines in any given scene and play it back and just work through it slowly. It's amazing the difference it makes when the writing is good and it makes sense. It's much easier to memorize. But if sometimes you audition for a bad science fiction TV show or a horror movie or something, you often have a much harder time memorizing poorly written lines because they're just bad. But of course it's your job, so you do it.